saw my initial reaction. Before I responded to this student, Paul stopped me in my tracks, stood up, and asked if he could address the question. Paul asked the student why he felt that way. Then he engaged with him about why he thought the exercise was a waste of time and engaged the student in a discussion about the student's mental approach to golf. Come to find out, the student's frustration wasn't about the exercise at all. It was about the discouragement he felt every time he practiced because he expected better results faster. It was also about how he was expecting his golf game to help reduce the pressure he was feeling at work. Paul invited this student to explore what he thought the intended lessons from the exercise were and how those lessons could be used to change his perspective in all areas of his life. Paul used his coaching skills to carefully and compassionately bring out the real challenges for the student. I was completely taken aback. Paul turned a negative situation, and one that I was probably going to make more negative, into one of the best Q&A sessions I've ever heard or been a part of. I went from being so mad I was seeing red to having a tear in my eye listening to Paul's encouraging conversation with this student. At the end of the morning discussion, the students got up and left the room to start our next exercise. After the last student left the room, I turned to Paul and said, "That might be the greatest and most encouraging thing I've ever heard anyone say to our students." Paul replied, "Remember, Tim, when the student is ready, the master will appear." At first, I thought he was talking about the student. Then I realized he was talking about me and anyone else in the class that morning who was open and ready to hear that message. I will never forget that morning and how Paul handled that situation. I grew a little bit that day, and our students grow every time they are around Paul. As you read this collection of essays, I hope you will enjoy Paul's reflection on this amazing game. Tim Graves, PGA, co-founder, Graves Golf Academy. A personal note from Todd Graves. In the tapestry of life, some individuals illuminate our paths, guiding us toward our potential with unwavering dedication. Paul Monahan is one such luminary, a beacon of wisdom and compassion whose mission has touched the lives of leaders, athletes, and performers across the spectrum. As a friend and witness to Paul's remarkable journey, it is an honor to introduce The Most Important Game. This book is not merely a collection of stories about the game of golf. It is a testament to Paul's mission to help us to go deeper and explore what it means to be at our best. During the time I have had the privilege of knowing and working with Paul, I have witnessed his transformative impact on countless lives, including my own. His mission is unequivocal: to help individuals realize their true potential, to kindle the fire of growth within them, and to inspire them to embark on a journey that goes beyond the surface and delves into the very core of their existence. The Most Important Game beautifully encapsulates Paul's philosophy, born from years of dedication to personal development, spiritual growth, and holistic transformation. This is not just another golf book. It's an exploration of the interplay between the inner world of the mind and the external manifestations of our lives. Paul understands that the seeds of meaningful change are planted within us and nourished by self-awareness and a willingness to embrace our shortcomings. Through his heartfelt anecdotes, profound insights, and gentle guidance, he encourages us to approach our inner landscapes with a sense of wonder, to dance with our shadows, and to find delight in the unfolding mystery of this amazing game, if not life itself. The pages of this book are imbued with Paul's distinctive ability to bring joy to the process of self-discovery. The journey of finding oneself can be daunting, even intimidating, but Paul's unique approach transforms it into an exhilarating adventure. He recognizes that the pursuit of growth should be accompanied by a celebration of life itself, a celebration of our quirks and uncertainties, as well as our aspirations. If you've had the chance to spend time around him, you know that Paul's accepting style is the cornerstone of his teachings. He creates an environment of trust and openness that allows individuals